kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again for another edition of the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, rainy days and Mondays. You know, see, it's been so rainy, like for the last week, right? And it's going to be rainy for the next week. So I thought, oh, great, play a bunch of rainy day music tonight. And then it goes and clears up on me. Mr. Weatherman, you're messing with my shtick here. I don't know. So I don't know what we're going to do tonight. We might do a little rainy action still. A little bit, maybe. I don't know. Ah, stay tuned. See what happens. Tonight on the Twang Trust.
Come on now. Oh, 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 oh,
but you did find something on the dial. It's the Twang Trust. That was Jules Shear from his album Between Us, which goes down as one of my two favorite rainy day music albums of all time. But I don't know what we're going to hear any more from it, because it's not all that rainy all of a sudden. But it's coming back. Don't get too excited. It's going to get bleak again real soon. So I don't know. We'll see what we'll do with this whole rain thing. See, look at that. See, Jason Collette came along here and brought the sun with him. That mail.
mood and smile is free. I've got nothing but affection for those who sail with me. Everybody's moving, ain't already there. Everybody's got a move somewhere. Well, stay with me, baby, and how things should start getting interesting right about now. My clothes are wet, they're tight on my skin. Not as hot as a corner that I'm painting myself in. I know that fortune is written to be kind. So give me your hand and say you'll be mine. Emptiness is endless, gold is gray. Always come back, but you can't come back all the way. Yeah, there's only one thing I did wrong. I stayed in Mississippi way too long. Yeah! Only thing that I did wrong. I stayed in Mississippi way too long. Yeah! Only thing that I did wrong. I stayed in Mississippi way too long.
Hi folks, this is Freddie Johnston, and you're listening to The Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Breaking my balls.
that solid gold heart. Holding that solid gold heart. Holding that solid gold heart. That solid gold heart.
Freddie Johnson from a top five album of the 90s for me. A little thing called Can You Fly? And from it we heard Sincere there. This is also this is my other favorite Rainy Day album of all time, along with that Jewel Shear that we played at the top of the set. That wasn't particularly all that rainy, but half this album is just downbeat and it's just drenched is what it is. I still don't know what we're going to do with this rain thing. I had so much great rainy music stuff here. And it's just got all shot to hell. That was a downright sunny set, wasn't it? We heard the Dixie Chicks before that. And a cover of Bob Dylan's Mississippi. Saw that on Austin City Limits the other night and had to play it. Sounded so good. I remember I read a review of this album, this live album. And it was like a relatively positive review. Except they said that that song stunk. And it's like, what planet does that guy live on? Oh. So sweet, so sweet. Jason Collette there before that. And I'll Bring the Sun from his last record called Idols of Exile. And yeah, Jewel Shear at the top of the show. And like that there. And of course, the Blue Shadows theme song to the Twang Trust. Did you know who that was that does the theme song to this show each and every week? Billy Cowsill, Jeff Hatcher, and the Blue Shadows? Speaking of Billy Cowsill, we have the very last thing Billy Cowsill ever recorded, ever, in the show tonight, later on. It's from a record that just came out. Where is it? It's in that box somewhere over there. I can't see where it is, but it's this Alberta compilation thing. And Billy ain't all that noticeable, but, I mean, hey, it's the last thing he ever recorded, so we're going to play it. And, to get us there, let's here's a song that's a set all by itself. On account of its, how long is this thing? It's 6 minutes and 55 seconds. Holy moly, that's like 7 minutes of just craziness. It's from the new Tommy Womack album called There, I Said It. And, here's a little, this is so dad rock. This defines dad rock. Just listen to this thing. Sit down. You got a while. You got 7 minutes. Just clear everything. This is such a great tale that he spins here. And, if you can't relate to this, you're not allowed to listen to the show anymore.
Alpha male and the canine mystery blood came to town with death cab for cutie. I stayed home with my wife and child and a six-pack of beer. I pondered that name for 15 minutes after I saw the poster stapled to a phone pole on the corner of Grand and 21st. That was a couple of years ago. I was already in my 40s then, so I didn't go out on a whim just to see a band called Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. Just because I like the name, just because I'm 25 and every day's a stone summer day. My band was always gigging then, REM was still kicking then. I drove that Ford Granada, Mom and Dad gave to me after they got him a Ford LTD. And there was music on MTV. I smoked my manager's pot and got laid quite a lot. Hadn't flown in the towers yet, and we didn't have a loose can of president. Didn't have all this credit card debt hanging over the house like a cloud. Ensuring there's not much more drugging allowed. The body won't take it, wallet can't hang. Singing all the songs I've sang for years, and when it's a band gig it's rocking, and when it's solo the people talking while I'm singing make me depressed. You think I could take a hint? My time came and went. Hell, there's many nights I came and went. And a manner of speaking, my conscience is leaking. The world has changed and the good times are gone. We get to be the folks who greet the dawn of an age of mistrust, surveillance of sleaze and bombs and shoes and way too many enemies. I bet their name was Menstrual Blood, and the A&R guy said that's no good. Make a mystery and then we can target a broader based goth dog lover market. I love my boy, he's becoming a drummer. Got a drum kit from Santa. At this rate by summer he'll be keeping a beat in a world that needs a metronome shoved up its ass so hard that all voices will raise in a heavenly choir. Shit'll get straight, brothers'll hug. We'll dance like we did in the decades of drugs. I'm spitting my jeans in an ocean that's rising, clinging to Jesus with some compromising of how it was handed to me from my mom and my daddy, the preacher, who watched all that TV in a cream recliner, frowning through life like a stone hardliner. You couldn't faze him. He knew Jesus died for his sins and was raised from the dead. And I've always wondered, why can't he stay dead? It doesn't change any good thing he said. What matters is his life, not how he died. Why can't he just be a nice Jewish guy who was super clued in and showed us the way to salvation from sin? And that doesn't mean if you're not quote-unquote saved, you fry like a piece of country ham in your grave. It's a great big world, life is a joke. Arabs and Christians, Pepsi and Coke. People so gorgeous it causes them pain, and nobody gives any sympathy for something like that. You suffer in silence or form a band with a name that appeals to goth dog lovers everywhere on a poster that's seen by a 40-ish bastard walking to work at 8:15, 11 an hour for all that he does. Can't be a has-been when you never was. Going all day long without eating till all my nerve endings are seriously overheating. I get wobbly walking down the stairs to smoke me a cigarette out in the cold fresh air, wondering why I do the things I do, and I do them every day, and it can't turn out good living this way, but live this life I must, and in some fuzzy God I'll trust. I'll kiss my wife, I'll kiss my son, and maybe someday I'll go for a run. Maybe someday a song will stick, I'll walk around like I got a big boat. Maybe someday my boy will drum in a hippie jam band that plays out some. He'll take after daddy, get in the van, go somewhere only young people can. Doing things only young people do. Banging those skins at Bonnaroo, rocking the dreadheads, dancing in the mud before Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. God go with them. Amen.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Hey, this is Xavier Rudd, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Everyone, this is Nils Slofkin from the East Street Band, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Stops She hear five quick shots. The cops come up for it. Now the whiz band gang from uptown, they're shooting up the street. That cat in the Bronx starts letting loose and gets blown right off his feet. Some kid comes blasting round the corner, but a cop puts him right away. He lays on the street holding his leg, screaming something in Spanish. He was still breathing when I walked away. And somebody said, hey man, did you see that? His body hit the street with such a beautiful thing. I wonder what that kid was saying. Or was he just lost in a flood? They said, hey man, did you see that? Those poor cats were sure fucked up. I wonder what they were getting into. Or were they just lost in the flood?
Freight train running through the middle of my head.
trippy. In Good We Trust is the title of the new collaboration between Kevin Bright and Mr. Harry Manx, who we heard there, covering Bruce's I Am On Fire. You might have heard him do that if you saw him at the Winnipeg Jazz Festival, or rather, Jazz Winnipeg Festival, last summer. Yep, yep. And he even told a story and about his little cigar box guitar, which was autographed by Bruce. And it was quite a hilarious story. Hope you heard it. I'm not going to relate it to you. If you missed it, shame on you. It was a wonderful moment. I do have a photo, however, of Harry from that night, and it's a great photo. And you see the guitar, you see the Bruce autograph. I think I might post that on the website. Yeah, I'm going to do that. You just wait. Twangtrust.ca is the website to this here show, and I'm going to post a picture of Harry Manx and his Bruce autographed cigar box guitar. It's quite a sight. You got to see it. So, yeah, I'm going to do that in the next couple of days. I promise. Bruce himself before that, from the Live in New York City album from a number of years back, and an oldie from Bruce, Lost in the Flood, originally from Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. We'll send that one out to the fella who called up and requested some early Boss action. Always, always happy to oblige early Boss action here on the Twang Trust. Yes, indeed. And Tommy Womack, way, way, way back at the top of that half-hour set. It was crazy long, wasn't it? Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood was the track you heard from Tommy Womack's new album there. I said it. Yeah, that was ages ago. My goodness. Well, I think we're going to hear some more Boss action in this next set somewhere. It's we got to do it. We got to pay tribute to this fella here. No, not the Boss. We just played him. We're going to play him again. But. The beat. Bo Diddley had a heart attack. No, he had a stroke. It was a stroke. Yeah. Bo Diddley had the stroke, and Willie P. Bennett had the heart attack last week. Bad week. It was a bad week last week. And I forgot my Willie P. album at home, too. Jeez. I got some Fred, though. We'll play some Fred in a while. But Bo is the thing. Poor guy. Had a stroke. Was it during a show or just after a show or something? He was on the road anyways. And, yeah, it apparently wasn't a super serious one. I mean, it's, you know, strokes are bad. The best of them are bad. But it wasn't super bad. He's not totally, you know, out of it, and they do expect him to do at least, if not a full recover, at least a quite a decent one. So let's send out some good thoughts to Mr. Diddley, and what better way to pay tribute to the fella than listen to him and others who enjoy him. And that's what we're going to do here now on the Twang Trust.
1, 2, 3, 4 Told her to decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, dear, they call her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. We'll be right back. Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
Jack Scott, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
Tell me, baby.
Bring it to the wrong.
What you trying to do?
Bring it to the wrong.
You ain't seen me, mama.
Bring it to the wrong.
Like you used to do.
Bring it to the wrong.
Say,
bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong.
Bring it to the wrong. What's wrong with you? You wrong.
Bring it to the wrong.
I'm so crazy about
you.
Bring it to the wrong.
Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. All you pretty women, I bring it to my home. You don't have to worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Look at here, pretty baby, this mess I won't stand. All the other women, I say you got another man. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home. Bring it to the wrong.
Hey. cup and told the place to fall.
Thank you. needless money. Working man gave him a red top car. Said, boy, you sure enough a rock and roll star. Didn't know he was doing anything wrong. When he signed away all of them songs. Tell me what ever happened to Broke Tickling Money.
Hi, this is Eric Amble, also known as Roscoe. I play the Big Dumb Rock and Roll. You are listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, babe.
She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in the hospital bed.
She don't cover for time, she don't. bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. I need you, baby, if that's your life. Love your love, I will surely die.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust, the thunder that is Bo Diddley. I think the weather is just fine for all that rumbling we just heard. Mona there from Bo. Let's see, year. I just had it here. Come on. Where'd it go? Here it is. Mona, 1957. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen before that from the, where was that from? Was it the Barcelona DVD? I think that's where you find that thing. Diddy Wah Diddy. Before that, Bo and Pills. The New York Dolls' favorite Bo Diddley song. The Blue Bloods before that, featuring a guy named Mike Henderson, who was the guitar behind that group of guys from Nashville. What were they called? They made a record label. Kieran Kane was in there, and what were they called? I can't even remember now. They were they named themselves after a Kieran Kane album. What was it called? I can't remember. Oh, I'm the mind's going. Anyways, who cares? Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods singing "Pay Bo Diddley." You can't judge a book by looking at a cover. Bo, of course. Diddley Daddy from Chris Isaak. That's the CD bonus track on Heart-Shaped World. And Bo kicked us off with a double shot at the top of that set. Bring It to Jerome. And, of course, his theme song, Bo Diddley. Yes, Bo had a stroke last week, and we're hoping he's doing well now. I hear he's doing okay. And all like that there. Well, look at that. It's 7:15. We were supposed to do the entertainment guide like a week back or something, so we're late. We're late, but that's okay. Yeah, everybody else has like turned the radio off and is watching American Idol anyways, or else they're at the Feist show, one or the other. I don't know. But you're here. That's all that matters. If you're not into Feist or American Idol, maybe you'll be into something that we cover in the entertainment guide coming up right now.
CKAW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKAW's Fund Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKAW Friends card.
Yeah, time now for CKAW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So tonight at the Cavern there on Osborne Street, it's the John B. Duff Comedy Benefit, hosted by Matt Cohen. Featuring stand-up comedy by the likes of Jason Beck, Big Daddy Taz, Dan LeCope, Rob Bruno, Warren Persiewicz, Rusty Badcock, and Kelly Lowen. That's at the Cavern on Osborne. That's tonight. It's going on, well, it starts at 8. Doors just opened, but show doesn't get in for a while. Tickets are $10 at the door. Of course, Maywork's going on all month long. Festival of Labor and the Arts. You can go to www.mayworks.org to find out just what's going on. The Run for Rights is coming up. Yes, the 6th annual. CKW is proud to be part of that. Walk, cycle, run, wheel, or blade the 5 or 10 kilometer route along the Red River on Scotia Street. And collect pledges for all sorts of good causes. Yes, indeed. It's raising money in support of Winnipeg organizations working for social justice and human rights. At Times Changed, High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Oh, well. Tomorrow night, Deborah Lynn Neufeld. And then Friday and Saturday, it's a double dose of Nathan. Yes, Nathan, Friday and Saturday at Times Changed, along with Righteous Ike. Friday, June 8th, the Hazy Pilgrims have their very first Time Change gig, along with the D-Rangers that night. And Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays, Thursday, June 14th, and Saturday, June 16th. That twosome will be at Candor Books and Music for an 8 p.m. show, if the Time Change gig is just too darn late for you on a school night and all. Well, Father's Day. Hey, fathers, if... Get your tickets while you can. Sunday, June 17th, Father's Day, Lucinda Williams playing her very first Winnipeg show at the Jim Cale Theater with Kelly Jo Phelps opening up. Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels at the West End Tuesday, June 26th. Not featuring, apparently, Mr. Willie P. Bennett, who just had a heart attack last week. Crazy, huh? But he's okay. He's okay. Don't worry. It was a mild one, apparently. Will, W-I-L, that's his name. He's headlining the Friday, June 29th night of the Blues Heavy lineup at the Free Jazz Winnipeg Festival wrap-up weekend thing. Yeah, he's pretty groovy. We played something from him last week. It's worth going just to hear the one song. It was great. It was crazy great. Monday, July 2nd, Hayes, Carl, and Rami Mays at Times Change. And the Folk Festival's coming up soon. Boy, summer's like almost here. Randy Newman, Todd Snyder, Los Lobos, Elliot Brood, Tim Easton, the Flatlanders with Joe Ely, and them other guys, Leo Kotke, Carolyn Mark, Chris Smither, and many more at the Folk Festival this year, July 5th through the 8th. John Fogarty coming to the MTS Center July 26th. And your favorite act playing your favorite venue on that date that you like so much. I don't know what I'm saying. That's it. Entertainment Guide's over. There it goes. Look at that Entertainment Guide fading off into the sunset. Actually, it's not much of a sunset. There's no sun anymore. This weather, it's messing with my shtick here completely. During that whole Bo Diddley set, all kinds of folks calling up, letting me know that it was raining again. It was pouring rain. It was black as sin up there in the skies, and I missed out on all my rain songs. And now it looks like the sun's poking out again, and there's this amazing rainbow in the skies. And I'm out of rainbow songs. Or am I? Ha-ha. Willie P. Bennett, as we just told you a mere moments ago, suffered a heart attack last week. Of course, Willie P., the heart and soul of Fred Eaglesmith's Flying Squirrels. I don't know, that show coming up in next month. That's gonna be one sad ass band, a stand up bass player and the merch girl on drums. I don't know, Fred. I think this is a good opportunity actually for Fred to dig out the drum machine and do a Dusty review. I think that's what he should do. This album, Dusty, it's a controversial album among Fred heads, for sure. I personally love it. It's one of my favorite. I'd put it in like my top three Fred albums. It's that good. It is. And those in disagreement are just plain wrong. And you people, you know who you are. You don't get to look at that cool rainbow in the sky right now.
What are you supposed to do when your rainbow breaks in two and all those stars come crashing to the ground? What are you supposed to do when your pot of gold is fool's gold and you're the only fool left around? What are you supposed to do when the one you're counting on turns out you just can't do the math? What are you supposed to do when your rainbow breaks in two and all you're left with is a half? By the very one who said she be true, and all your setting signs turns out that they weren't done. They were coming up in someone else's world. What are you supposed to do when your rainbow's breaking too and all your favorite colors?
This is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Blues. Nothing is really wrong.
Love the bitch, don't wanna die. from brushing up against me. If I run out, I know it's going to chase me.
Listening to
the high and lonesome sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sound effects in that one to hear the rain. Freddie Johnson, title track to Can You Fly? 1992, that album came out. Can't believe it's that old. Amazing record. And it sounded, I know you were thinking, it sounded a little better than, just in a technical sense, just the audio fidelity sounded a little better than most things we've played tonight. And yes, it's true. It's because this CD is autographed. Yes. Yes, I went down to, can't remember if it was Grand Forks or Fargo to see Freddie. I think it was Fargo. He played a few years back. And I played the station ID earlier in the show, my little Freddie Johnson station ID. And that ID will go down as just the most nerve-wracking ID I ever got. Not that he's a big star or anything like that, and he was vaguely into it when I asked him to record it. And he said, okay, well, and he wasn't too sure at first, but he sort of warmed up to the idea of doing it for me. And he finally went to do it. I had my little script for him to read. It was all real simple. I had my tape deck and stuff, and simple stuff. Took him 13 takes to get it right. 13. And by that 13th take, he was ready to kill me. Yeah. It wasn't raining that night, as I recall. Anyways. Before Freddie Johnson, we heard Elliott Brood from their Tin Type debut little 3-inch CD. It's bigger than 3 inches now. It's grown up a little since it got re-released on a bigger outfit. But the original one is still the best. 3 inches, comes in a paper bag. Crazy. Nathan, before that, who you can go see at Times Changed all weekend long, Friday or Saturday. Take your pick. Nathan, yeah. We heard The Wind from their new Key Principles album. Before that was a double shot of Dan Stewart. First with his original outfit, Green on Red, featuring Chuck Prophet on guitar. That was from their, I believe, that was the very last Green on Red album, Too Much Fun. It was either that or Scapegoats, which also has a great Rain song on it, which we're going to play in the next set. Rainy Days and Mondays, of course, is what kicked that set off. And we also heard Dan Stewart as part of Danny and Dusty from their brand new, which I'm still excited about, brand new Danny and Dusty album, Cast Iron Soul. We heard Warren Oates. Yes. That's my favorite song right now, Warren Oates from Danny and Dusty. Well, look at that. There's about 13 minutes left in the show. And I'm not sure what it's doing out there now. It keeps changing from minute to minute. It's nuts. But we're just gonna go with the rain motif a little bit. I mean, it's not songs about rain. It's just songs that go good on a rainy day, I think. Freddie Johnson, their title track to Can You Fly, which we just heard. That's I believe, my favorite rainy day album of all time. This one, however, is a close second. Jules Shear, Between Us. It's an album of duets, actually. There's all sorts of folks on here. Patty Griffin, Ron Sexsmith, Roseanne Cash, Margot Timmins, Freddie Johnson is even on here. Rainy Day Guy himself is on here. But we're gonna hear a couple others on here. We're gonna hear this one first, and then we'll hear that other one later. I'm not sure what order we're gonna do this in, but anyways, here's a little thing he did with somebody from our favorite teen family, the Cowsills. Yes, Jules Shear. And Susan Cowsill from the album Between Us, and a little number called Restaurant Scene.
Ooh, there's a lot of strength among thieves. The power and the bond led you to choose. Power's not what makes you crazy now. It's the electric thought of losing it. Everybody pays attention when you're in command. You just have to shake your bag of coins for them. You get us the best table in this restaurant. So once more, you can tell me why.
wonder why you get to me with every taunt. When once again you tell me what I really want. So you can tell me what I where my ghost still haunt. So once more you can tell me what I really want. So you can tell me what I really
want. So you can tell me what I really
want. So you can tell me what I
Hi, this is Amy Rigby, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's no use backtracking and wondering where we went. Like everything we say is just another hint. You watch your roads collide when your path won't bend. When no direction screams out calling you. No barrier's been built that can get in your way. You might as well pray. Thank you.
you said, would have turned up dead in the car. And it's like you said, would have turned up dead in the car.
Hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool!
Baby's not so fast. She likes to take it slow. Drive nude at night, shooting out straight.
That was our rainy day set there. Come to an end. Green on Red there from Scapegoats, their second last album. Baby Loves Her Gun, yeah. Kathleen Edwards before that from her debut, Failure. Jewel Shear, a double shot from my second favorite rainy day album, Between Us. Heard Might As Well Pray with Amy Rigby and Restaurant Scene with Susan Cowsill. And there you have it. And the rain continues here in Winnipeg. So we'll see you next week. It'll probably still be raining. But what are you going to do? Just remember, the light at the end of the tunnel is you.
Then move the trees. The copses nod. Wings flutter. Voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, fall.